Lesson 19, Developing Our Talents. This lesson should motivate us to improve our talents and to inspire our family members to do likewise. Introduction. Our Heavenly Father has given each of us talents, and He wants us to use them. In a parable recorded in Matthew, the Lord told of a man who was about to leave on a long trip. Before leaving, he called his servants together and entrusted his goods to them. To one servant, he gave 5 talents, in this parable the term used for money, to another 2, and to another 1. To each man he gave talents according to his ability. While the master was away, the servant with 5 talents put them to use and made 5 more talents. The servant with 2 talents put them to use and made 2 more, but the servant with 1 talent hid it in the ground. Later, the master returned and asked his servants to account for their talents. To the servants who had doubled their talents, he said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. But the servant who hid his talent, the master called wicked and slothful. He said that he would take the talent from him and give it to the servant with 10 talents. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. The Lord used this parable to teach the importance of wisely using our abilities or talents. More was expected from the men given many talents than from the man with fewer talents, yet all were expected to increase such talents as they were given. Even the man with 1 talent was expected to use it wisely. Everyone has talents and abilities. President Spencer W. Kimball has said, "God has endowed us with talents and time, with latent abilities, and with opportunities to use and develop them in His service. He therefore expects much of us, His privileged children." The Miracle of Forgiveness, page 100. Page 171. Each of us is blessed with talents. Since our talents come from God, they are sometimes called gifts. These gifts are to make us and others happy. Ask the class to look at the list of talents that follow. Have each class member identify on it a talent he has or one not included on the list. The talents we have been given may be personal, artistic, or creative. Some talents in these areas are listed below. Personal, self-control, patience, courage, kindness, a sense of humor, being a good listener, seeing good in others, making others happy, forgiving easily, inspiring confidence in others, being happy and cheerful, faith, love for others, a strong testimony, activity in the church, supporting church leaders. Artistic and creative, singing, dancing, storytelling, acting, skill with musical instruments, athletic skills, sewing, weaving, painting, wood carving, working with ceramics, sculpting, baking, gardening, writing, composing songs. The Lord told Joseph Smith, "For all have not every gift given unto them, for there are many gifts, and to every man is given a gift by the Spirit of God. To some is given one, and to some is given another, that all may be profited thereby." Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 11 and 12. This scripture refers mainly to spiritual gifts given to us by the Lord, but it also means that we all have talents given us for the purpose of helping others. Working to discover our talents. The Apostle Paul told his young friend Timothy, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee." 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. If we too are not to neglect our gifts, we must first discover what they are. How can we discover the talents and abilities we have? As we search for our individual talents, we should pray for the guidance of our Heavenly Father, asking for special help in recognizing them. Another way to discover our talents is to receive a patriarchal blessing. See Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Part A, Chapter 10. Special gifts and talents are often revealed in these blessings. Patriarchal blessings can therefore guide us in seeking out and developing our talents. President Spencer W. Kimball said, "It is our great hope that every person, including youth, will be given the opportunity of having a patriarchal blessing." Church News, 8th of October, 1977, page 3. Although patriarchs function only in organized stakes, a worthy member in a developing area of the church may receive a patriarchal blessing from the patriarch in the stake nearest to him. We can also discover our talents through other people who help us recognize that we have a talent in a certain area. The following story, told by Elder Franklin D. Richards, shows how President Spencer W. Kimball helped a man recognize one of his talents. A few years ago, President Kimball and I were in Cusco, Peru, on a Sunday and attended the branch Sunday school. A young missionary from North America was playing the piano. After the service, President Kimball asked if any of the local members could play the piano. The branch president told him that one of his counselors could play two hymns. President Kimball then asked that the man play the two hymns for sacrament meeting, and he did so. Afterwards, President Kimball suggested that he continue to develop his musical talent and play the piano for all church services. Conference Report, São Paulo Area Conference, 1975, page 24. The man in the story above probably had never recognized he had a talent. It took someone to point his talent out to him before he started to develop it. Another way we can recognize our talents is through church service. As we seek the Lord's help in our callings, He will guide us and help us discover the talents we need to fulfill our responsibilities. Elder Franklin D. Richards has said, "Frequently, persons asked to accept a position in the church are prone to say, 'Oh, I can't do that. I haven't as much experience or education as someone else that may have been serving.' But with faith, study, work, and prayer, the Lord will make it possible for us to accomplish things that seem impossible." Conference Report, São Paulo Area Conference, 1975, page 23. Developing Our Talents. After we have discovered our talents, how do we develop them? For some of us, the problem is not recognizing our talents, but overcoming the fear of using them. The Lord has said, "With some I am not well pleased, for they hide the talent which I have given unto them because of the fear of man. And it shall come to pass, if they are not more faithful unto me, it shall be taken away, even that which they have." Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verses 2 and 3. One way we can develop our talents, then, is to overcome our fear. This is never easy to do, but the Lord has given us some counsel that can help. "If we are prepared," He tells us, "ye shall not fear." Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. If we are prepared, we usually feel confident that we can do what we have prepared ourselves to do. Such confidence overcomes fear. An important part of preparation is study. We are counseled to seek learning even by study and also by faith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 118. Studying will give us confidence, and this will help motivate us to develop our talents. Another way to develop our talents is to work at them. Even though we may feel that our talents are small, we can still increase them. If our desire is strong, weak talents can be strengthened by practice and training. Our greatest possibility for expansion and development comes in the area of our talents, our virtues, and our abilities. If you desire a strong back, all you need to do is carry a great load. By this same procedure, we may expand the abundance of our own abilities to almost any dimension. The Lord grants us our talents and abilities on a kind of lend-lease basis, where He takes back everything that is not used. These are terms similar to those under which He gave manna to the children of Israel in the wilderness. Each day, an abundance of manna covered the ground, and the people gathered as much as they desired, but that which was not used spoiled. So it is with our abilities. Most of us never get strong backs or have great minds because the burdens we have given them to bear have never been heavy enough. All of our potential that is not used is lost. Sterling W. Seal, 100 Marriage, Ensign, March 1971, pages 34 and 35. Sometimes we look at the talents of others and think their talents came to them with very little effort. We do not realize that they have put much effort into developing their talents. One man who worked hard at developing his talents was President Heber J. Grant. Explaining how he developed them, he once said, "I could not throw the ball from one base to another, and I lacked the strength to run or bat the ball. When I picked up the ball, the boys would generally shout, "Throw it here, sissy!" So much fun was engendered on my account that I solemnly vowed that I would play baseball on the team that would win the championship in the territory of Utah. I saved a dollar, which I invested in a baseball, and spent hours and hours throwing the ball at Bishop Edwin D. Woolley's barn. Often my arm would ache so that I could scarcely go to sleep at night, but I kept on practicing and finally succeeded in getting into the second team of our club. Subsequently, I joined a better club and eventually played on the first team that won the championship in California, Colorado, and Wyoming, and thus made good my promise to myself and retired from the baseball arena. President Grant also worked at his talent in penmanship. He resolved that someday he would be a bookkeeper in the Wells Fargo and Company's bank. A good bookkeeper had to write well, so he started working to become a penman. One author writes, "At the beginning, his penmanship was so poor that when two of his friends were looking at it, one said to the other, 'That writing looks like hen tracks.' 'No,' said the other, 'it looks as if lightning had struck an ink bottle.' This touched Heber's pride, and bringing his fist down on his desk, he said, 'I'll someday be able to give you fellows lessons in penmanship.' And he was. He practiced until his handwriting was prized by all who knew him. He even earned money by writing Christmas cards. President Grant himself was fond of saying, 'That which we persist in doing becomes easier for us to do. Not that the nature of the thing itself is changed, but our power to do is increased.'" Leon R. Hartshorne, Classic Stories from the Lives of Our Prophets, pages 194, 195, 196, and 207. Have the assigned class member tell how he recognized and developed one of his talents. Helping our families develop their talents. Show Visual 19-A. Parents should nourish their children's talents. How can we help our family members develop their talents? We should help our families recognize and develop the talents they have, helping them understand that they should use their talents to serve the Lord. Page 175, Visual Display 19-A. Use the chart Helping Family Members Develop Their Talents. See under Teacher Preparation. Following are some ways we can help our families develop their talents. 1. Encourage each family member to receive a father's blessing or a priesthood blessing. Show Visual 2-C found on page 15 in the manual. Priesthood blessings are available to all family members. Or Visual Display 12-A found on page 109, Father's blessings can strengthen family members. Fathers can give family members blessings to help them develop the desire and ability to develop their talents. If an individual cannot receive a father's blessing, he may receive a priesthood blessing for the same purpose from a home teacher or priesthood leader. 2. Establish good family attitudes about talents. We must teach and show by our example that it is good to develop talents. We should also praise our wife and children when they achieve and comfort them when they fail. Young men should never criticize, but should praise their parents, brothers, and sisters. 3. Help family members select talents to develop. Outline with family members an active program of talent development, then allow them time to practice these talents. A good time for them to practice is during family home evening. 4. Encourage family members to pray for strength, courage, and inspiration in developing their talents. If in our family prayers we ask the Lord to help family members develop and use their talents, they will be inspired to pray for this blessing also. Seek ye earnestly the best gifts, always remembering for what they are given. For verily I say unto you, they are given for the benefit of those who love me and keep all my commandments, and him that seeketh so to do. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 8 and 9. Conclusion. God has granted to each of us gifts, talents, and abilities. In appreciation and by commandment, we must discover and develop these gifts. Heavenly Father wants us to use them wisely to help others. One of the purposes of the church, in fact, is to help us use and develop our God-given gifts and talents by providing us with opportunities to serve one another. Challenge 1. Establish a good family attitude about developing and using talents. 2. Outline a plan to develop one of your talents. 3. If you are a father bearing the Melchizedek priesthood, give each family member a blessing to help him discover his talents. 4. Help family members select one or two talents they would like to develop. 5. Encourage family members to pray for strength, courage, and inspiration in developing their talents. Additional scriptures. Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48. Much is required of those to whom much is given. Ether chapter 12, verse 35. Talents to be taken away if not shared. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Read Gospel Principles, chapter 34, Developing Our Talents. 2. Ask a class member to tell how he discovered and developed one of his talents. 3. Prepare the following chart on how we can help our family members develop their talents, or write the information on the chalkboard. Helping family members develop their talents. 1. Encourage each family member to receive a father's blessing or a priesthood blessing. 2. Establish good family attitudes about talents. 3. Help family members select talents to develop. 4. Encourage family members to pray for strength, courage, and inspiration. 4. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 19, Developing Our Talents.